you meet Connie," said Mother. Franny's hair had grown rather long and needed a trim. The children went to meet the bus. "There it is!" cried Jo. "Coming round the corner, and there's Curious Connie on it. Look, all dressed up as if she was going to a party." Connie jumped off the bus, carrying a bag. Jo politely took it from her and gave her a welcoming kiss. The girls welcomed her too. Connie looked them up and down.
"Huh, you do look like country kids," she said.
"Well, that's what we are," said Beth. "You'll soon look like us too. I hope you'll be very happy here, Connie."
"I saw Rick the other day,"
said Connie, as she walked daintily along the lane with the others.
"He told me the most ridiculous stories."
"Rick did? But he's not a storyteller," said Jo in surprise. "What sort of stories did he tell you?"
"Well, he told me about a silly enchanted wood and a ridiculous faraway tree and some stupid people called Moonface and Dame Washalot and Mr. What's-his-name and a crazy fellow called the Saucepan Man who was deaf,"
said Connie. "Oh!